I am the voice of one crying in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My beloved people, make straight the way of the Lord. We are now at the third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, the birth of our Savior is fast approaching. How far along are we in working at emptying our hearts of our pride, our selfishness, our laziness, our envy, our jealousy, our impatience, and our self-will? How many of us have not even begun to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ child? And if we have not begun to empty our hearts, Christ will find no room in the inn of our hearts, like he found no room at the inn of Bethlehem, and he went away. And once again, Christmas will be for us an empty, a sad, a worldly season's greeting, and a lonely and depressing and a worldly happy holiday. For Christ will have found no room in our hearts. And yes, we will still have a happy holiday. We will have a season's greeting, but we will not have a Merry Christmas. We all remember, or have we already forgotten, the gospel from the last Sunday after Pentecost, where our Lord spoke of the end of the world and of the false Christs. How many of us are looking for and do see these false Christs all around us in the world and not see the false Christs that are within ourselves, within our hearts? Yes, my good people, we do have false Christs within us. Do we not adore our own pride, our own self-will? Do we not gladly attach ourselves to our own opinions? These are the false Christs that we must destroy. The true Christ will be born soon, but will we be like last year and the townspeople of Bethlehem who sent Saint Joseph away? They had no room for the true Christ to be born in, for they were too busy adoring their own false Christs. And us too, if we do not take the time to prepare and destroy the false Christs that are within us. We already know that Christ is coming, since the historical event has already happened, and we are just celebrating the anniversary of his birth. But are we going to be like the five foolish virgins. All 10 virgins were awaiting the bridegroom. They all knew he was coming. Yet only 5 prepared themselves for his coming. The other 5, they knew he was coming. And since they knew he was coming, they did not want to bother themselves with preparations. They thought it unnecessary. Why prepare? He's coming anyway. Why bother? Is this the attitude that we have in this Advent season? Why bother preparing our hearts for Christmas? We know it's coming anyway. But when the bridegroom did come, after delaying a little while, the 5 foolish virgins saw that they were unprepared. So they hurried themselves and busied themselves, trying to prepare for his coming. And they were so busy at last minute preparations, they missed him. And so it will be with us if we do not prepare. We know Christ is coming, and we know we must prepare ourselves for his coming. Yet, we are too tired, too lazy, and have no energy left to prepare. Why bother? There is always tomorrow. But is there, my good people? Time is so short, so very short, and time is running out. If we do not do something today to prepare, we will be left standing outside the door and hear the words of the bridegroom, "I know you not." Are we ready to hear those words? Are we ready to give an account of our lives? Myself and most everyone else would probably have to say no. I am not ready. So, my good people, today is the 3rd Sunday of Advent. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The Lord is nigh. He is coming. Will he pass us by again this year? And if he passes us by, let us not blame our neighbor or blame this and that and the other thing. But let us see the truth and look in the mirror why we missed Christ. Let us look in the mirror and see our own enemy, ourselves, our pride, our self-will, our laziness. These are the things we must change, get rid of. And also this parable of the 10 virgins can apply to the sheet attached to the bulletin this morning. We all know the year 2000 is approaching. It is only 1 year. 1 year away. Are we willing to delay preparing for it? Are we willing to be like the five foolish virgins who tried preparing too late? Even if nothing comes of this problem, is it not better to be safe than sorry? Read the material and think it over. Although it may not be as bad as some people say, it also is too late to correct the problem fully, as they're trying to make us believe. So let us be like Joseph of the Old Testament, who saw the situation correctly in Egypt. He saved up during the 7 good years, for he foresaw the 7 lean years ahead. And pray, my good people, for if we are not ready spiritually, what good will all our other preparations be? Great changes in this world of ours is coming, whether we are ready for them or not. And will we be ready for them? Or will we be outside the door knocking and hear the words of the bridegroom, "I know you not"? So, my beloved people, in this time that is left in Advent, let us prepare our hearts. Let us look at ourselves and see that we must destroy this pride of ours, this arrogance of ours. We of this world have made technology our false Christ. We worship that false Christ and think it the savior of the world. Yet now it is turning on us. Let us be prepared, my beloved people, for anything. God bless you, and let us prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.